Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is. Enjoy this Rose Bowl memory from PigskinDispatch.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are talking still about the Rose Bowl all month long. 40 days of Rose Bowl celebration, celebrating the venue's 100th anniversary. How many games and how many great things have happened from that sports stadium, I can't even tell you, but we can talk about a lot of them. And today we talked about in a previous broadcast about some of the great Rose Bowl games that played 1957 through 1961. And that 1961 game we talked about, wasn't a very good game, but there was something very interesting that happened and very memorable. It was possibly more for this incident as that game remembered that occurred at a halftime intermission than for the gameplay on the field. And we chat about that here in this episode. Well, the Rose Bowl was played on Monday, January 2nd, 1961. It contained a fascinating secondary story. That year, that Washington Huskies team was pitted against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, as we talked about. At halftime, the Huskies were leading 17-0, and their cheerleaders took the field to show the spectators in the stands in a card stunt, which was a routine involving flip cards depicting various images for the audience to raise up in the air and for the viewing audience across the stadium, or this time television, to witness. However, several students from the California Institute of Technology altered the card stunt shown during the halftime break by making the Washington fans inadvertently spell out Caltech, the school where the pranksters attended. The prank had been described as the greatest collegiate prank of all time and received national attention. NBC broadcasts of the game to an estimated 30 million viewers across the United States. And one author wrote, quote, "Few college pranks can be said to be more grandly conceived, carefully planned, flawlessly executed, and publicly dramatic," end quote, than the Great Rose Bowl Hoax, as it is now called. Now, this is really kind of an interesting story, the lengths that these youngsters went out to get this. It was a well-devised plan by the pranksters. The Caltech conspirators sent a contingent to Washington disguised as reporters to gain intel on how the Husky cheerleaders would set up the system of cards. The flattered cheer team was more than pleased to share their complex strategy to achieve the large Rose Bowl crowd's participation in their school spirit. The fake reporters took copious notes and returned to the plot their devious plan of halftime sabotage with their co-conspirators. It must have taken hours of preparation, but the conspirators carefully made their replacement cards, which were the same size and shape as the Washington cheerleaders' prepared ones. The plot thickened when the Caltech students learned that the Huskies cheerleading squad was invited to Disneyland on the Saturday before the Monday, January 2nd game. This was their opportunity to gain entrance into the hotel room of the Washington head cheerleader and place the forged cards in a place of the 2,232 original cards. When the Huskies cheer squad called out the signal numbers on game day to Washington supporters, a beaver head appeared rather than a Husky emblem in one section, while the word Caltech replaced the word Huskies that was planned by the cheerleaders. All was caught on the live TV coverage by NBC broadcasters who had been in contact with the University of Washington to televise this well-planned school spirit. And what they did is televised probably one of the biggest hoaxes in modern history, any that I can think of, at a football game. And we have some great photographs in newspaper articles on Pigskin Dispatch of the stunt, and it's really kind of a funny thing, and probably wasn't so much funny for the Washington folks that planned it all out. But man, years later, just the devious enterprise that these Caltech students did, it's kind of genius, and you almost got to tip your hat off to them for, you know, not so much for sabotaging the young lady's plans of making this a great cheer section, but just the length that they had to do it. They probably had to do more planning than the cheerleaders did. So that is just a little bit of football history, a little side note, a little bit of lightheartedness here as we celebrate the Rose Bowl, something that happened at the Rose Bowl there in 1961, and we're glad you could join it. Hope you enjoy this Rose Bowl all month long, and football history each and every day. We'd love to bring it to you, and we'd love to get your feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, it's found right here on the Sports History Network.